name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach. And this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Looks like KU is about to put away North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. The game's about to end. So now you can focus on what's truly important, and that is the issues here on the Chris Kobach Show. Yes, it's a fact. 576-7710 is the number. All right, so we are now turning to what is hopefully the last chapter of Kansas's big mistake of 2004. In 2004, a Kansas legislature, urged by Governor Sebelius and with a coalition of liberal Republicans and Democrats, pushed through legislation to give in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens. It started out with about 200 illegal aliens taking advantage of it. Now it's more than triple that. It was about, I think, 221 or 205, something like that. Now it's up to about 620 illegal aliens getting subsidized tuition. If you live on the Kansas side of the state line, you should be annoyed because you are paying for the in-state tuition rates. You know, anytime a student gets in-state tuition, he's getting a boost from the taxpayer. You know, the full cost of a education is out-of-state tuition rate. The in-state rate, the student's paying about one-third, and the taxpayers are paying about two-thirds. And you should be upset about this because you are subsidizing the tuition of illegal aliens. You're subsidizing an illegal workforce that isn't authorized to work once they get their degrees. And if you live on the Missouri side of the state line, you should probably be even more ticked off about this. Because if your kid or your nephew or your granddaughter or whatever wants to go to KU or wants to go to Johnson County Community College, they're going to pay out-of-state tuition rates, but the illegal aliens are going to get in-state tuition rates. The illegal aliens qualify. And it's become a big program. 620 or so illegal aliens get in-state tuition rates now. And if you add up the subsidy, you know, for community college students, a couple thousand per year. For the Regent institution, you're talking a subsidy worth over $10,000 a year in some cases. So you add up that subsidy, you're talking about, at a bare minimum, about $1.5 million that Kansas taxpayers are paying to subsidize in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. Okay, I give you the background here. It started in 2004, now it's a really big program, and there was an effort, nearly successful, to repeal in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens in Kansas in 2011. It passed the Kansas House by a vote of 72 to 50, and then it got killed by the liberals in the Kansas Senate. The liberal Republicans who were running the Senate at the time killed it in the Federal and State Affairs Committee. Well, now the bill is running again to repeal in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. A hearing was held in Topeka on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm pretty sure it was Tuesday, and Democrats, the liberals brought in illegal aliens themselves to testify and say how much they needed this in-state tuition. And it just was so appalling to me. I mean, that this person would have the gall to walk up and say in front of a state legislative committee, yeah, I have a right. I want you, I demand that you legislators give me a taxpayer break, a tax break on my tuition. Yeah, I'm here illegally. I'm breaking the law, but I'm demanding that I get in-state tuition rates. It's just unbelievable. Can you imagine? I just can't fathom putting myself in that position, being illegally in another country and then having the gall to go to a legislature in that country and say, by the way, I'm demanding that you cut my tuition rates by a third and give me the in-state rates or the in-country rates. It just doesn't even... It doesn't even pass the blush test. But anyway, they were there testifying. A whole bunch of liberal groups were testifying. The Board of Regents themselves, you know, the liberal administrators of the university systems, love in-state tuition for illegal aliens. And so the silent majority, and I know it's the majority because the polling shows overwhelming percentages of Kansans want to stop giving in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens. You know, we're not represented as well. We don't bus people in to testify one after the other. So it was a lopsided hearing, but now is the time for the silent majority to speak. Now is the time for you to speak. If you're listening to this show and you are on the Kansas side of the state line, I urge you to call your state representative tomorrow, on Monday, and say, please stop in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. You're saying, oh, come on, Chris, I don't have time. Yeah, you have time. Make one call while you're driving to work. Dial the number before you pull out of your garage, and then talk while you're driving. The number to reach the Kansas Legislative Switchboard is 785-296-0111. 785-296-0111. And say, please stop the in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. And I would encourage you, especially if you're living in the Kansas City area, to call your representative. There are a couple of representatives on the committee that is going to be voting on this issue probably sometime this coming week. The chairman of the committee is Representative Arlen Siegfried, a Republican from Olathe. So if you're in Olathe, give Arlen a call. I would even more importantly urge you to call Robert Montgomery, another state rep from Olathe. Representative Montgomery, who's usually a very conservative vote, suggested from his questions that he was okay with in-state tuition for illegal aliens. I hope I misread it, but he could sure use some advice from his constituents. 785-296-0111. Write that down. If you live in Olathe, give Robert Montgomery a call. Tell him to vote against in-state tuition for illegal aliens. Representative Willie Dove, great representative from the Lansing-Leavenworth area. I'm pretty sure Willie's going to vote the right way. But give him a call and pat him on the back and urge him on. Say, stop the in-state tuition rates for illegal alien if you live in the Lansing or Leavenworth area. Willie Dove. And again, you can dial the same switchboard number, 785-296-0111. If you're listening in Topeka, Shanti Gandhi, new freshman legislator, give him a call and say, hey, please vote against in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. If you're in the sort of Sean, I'm not sure exactly where the boundaries are of Brett Hildebrand's district, but Brett Hildebrand's district, which is south, I think it's South Overland Park, if I remember correctly, give him a call. He's already on board. He's sponsoring the legislation to stop in-state tuition for illegal aliens, but give Brett a pat on the back. 296-0111. You got to call during business hours, and they'll switch you to the legislator's office. You might get the legislator on the phone. So this is important stuff. We have got a vote here, a chance to finally do what conservatives have wanted to do ever since 2004 when they pushed this through. Oh, and here's something else. It's violating federal law. There's a federal law that says you can't give in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens. Congress passed that law in 1996. And yet, the Kansas legislature did it anyway and started giving these rates to illegal aliens. So now is the time to actually end the madness. You know, put a stop to this ridiculous subsidizing of illegal aliens. So definitely make that call. Make that call to your representative, 785-296-0111.
And hopefully we'll get this thing passed this year. And, you know, here we are in really tight budget times. Here we are with a really difficult time of sending kids to college if you're paying tuition for someone in your family. And, or if you're attending college yourself and trying to make ends meet, taking out those student loans. I think it's now up to two-thirds of all graduates now of college graduate with loans, with debt, and in many cases, very, very significant amounts of student debt. So there is a very scarce resource out there, and that scarce resource is the taxpayer dollars to help, you know, help subsidize college education. I would say those taxpayer dollars should only go to U.S. citizens. Is that such an unreasonable position to take? Well, according to liberals, it is. They want to give your tax dollars to illegal aliens. And almost every year this has come up, to repeal this law. We keep getting close as Republicans. By the way, in Missouri, thank goodness, in 2008, the Missouri legislature said, we're not even going to do that. We're not going to give in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens. So you're protected from the madness in Missouri, but you're still discriminated against if your son or daughter or you decide to go to an educational institution in Kansas, post-secondary institution, you're going to pay out-of-state rates. Three times as much as the illegal alien. So let's talk about this. What do you think? You think it's going to pass? And if it gets through the House, will it? Will the Kansas Senate, a much more conservative body, step up and pass this bill and end in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens? All right, let's go back to the phones. 576-7710 is the number if you want to call. First up, Kim in Smithville. Hey, Kim, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I'm over here in Smithville, Missouri, but I just had a question, and I probably already know the answer to this, but if it is against, you know, the federal law, how do these states, I probably already know, but how are they getting away with this and there's no consequences?
Well, for one thing, this administration doesn't want there to be any consequences, but you can't entirely blame the Obama administration because these states started doing it under the Bush administration, and I guess the biggest problem is the way the law was phrased, the federal law. It was written in 1996, and it says, it's found at Title 8, Section 1623 of the U.S. Code, and it says, no state shall give a post-secondary educational benefit, meaning in-state tuition, to any alien unlawfully present in the United States, unless the state gives it to every U.S. citizen at the institution, regardless of where the U.S. citizen comes from. In other words, if you're going to give in-state tuition to an illegal alien, you got to basically get rid of out-of-state tuition for U.S. citizens. And Congress did it that way, you know, thinking no state's going to give up out-of-state tuition.
Yeah.
And that's the way they phrased it. But the problem was, in 1996, Congress never imagined that states would just ignore what Congress told them to do. And so they didn't put a penalty in there. They didn't say, and if you break this law, you're going to lose all federal subsidies for your post-secondary system. There's no penalty. Congress just said, don't do it. And I think members of Congress never imagined that states would start thumbing their nose at Congress and saying, yeah, do it anyway. And one after one, a bunch of liberal states did this, and unfortunately, some Kansas legislators were bamboozled into it. I know many of them had no idea they were breaking federal law. Some of them didn't even know what they were voting for. I remember talking to one legislator. She said she didn't even realize that was what was in the bill. So
are they going to, is there any work being done at the federal level to kind of clarify that or not really?
There have been. Yeah, there have been some bills to clarify this and to add some penalties.
Or add a penalty, yeah.
And in fact, there was a bill that was introduced in the House a year or two ago, maybe three. Republicans controlled the House time. Must have been 2 years ago. And it said, yeah, if a state does this, you lose all federal money for your university system. But, of course, the Democrats always kill it. And as long as Democrats control one House or the other of Congress, a bill like that will never pass to put some teeth into the law. And the other thing is, since it's on the subject of illegal immigration, you know, the Democrats will always hold it hostage and say, well, you want to do anything about immigration? We need an amnesty if you're going to get
we're going to get
tough. So, unfortunately, Congress has never put teeth into that statute.
And so it's kind of just up to the states right now to
either obey federal law or disobey.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get these liberal lobbyists and organizations, and they either ignore the federal law, you know, they kind of quietly look the other way. They don't want the legislators to realize that this is an issue of federal statute that, that the state is violating. Or they just, rely on these emotional stories of, this poor illegal alien, she was an honor roll student, and now she just wants to have a higher education. Well, she can get her higher education, but she doesn't need our taxpayer dollars to do it.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
It's very frustrating,
yeah.
Especially after she got our taxpayers a K-12 education,
yes.
Courtesy of the American taxpayer.
yeah. Exactly. So, it's just frustrating to see all the different things, and of course I see it mostly now during this administration, but I'm sure it's past, of different things being broken like this, and there's never, no accountability, no consequences.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just so bizarre to see these people will come up in front of the legislature and demand, that you've got to give this poor child, not children, they're adults now, this young adult a chance at an education. Well, yeah, we're not kicking them out of the university. We're just saying, would you please not give them a subsidy from the Kansas taxpayer?
And how they're comfortable doing that. I mean, the fact that they're here illegally, oh my gosh. I mean, the fact that they're even comfortable even asking, for mm-hmm. for free or a better deal or whatever, when they've already broken other, I don't know.
It is really insane. It just baffles the mind. And it's one of those issues where if the members of the public were there watching the legislature, they would say, I can't believe they're voting for this. I can't believe they're actually considering still giving in-state tuition.
Exactly.
But so much happens under the dome, whether it's in Topeka or Jeff City or anywhere, where the public's not watching. I mean, sure, there's some reporters, but by and large, they get away with murder, figuratively speaking, under the dome. When if their constituents knew that they were contemplating continuing to give in-state tuition to illegal aliens, they'd be up in arms.
Well, and it's because, and you've talked about this, other people have, government is so big, and they're doing so many things all the time on a daily basis. The regular public, we're overwhelmed. We can't keep up with everything that they're doing, and they do so many things on a daily basis that we end up missing.
Yeah, and there's no reporting of it. You may not even hear that anything happened or that there was any. I'm not sure if the Red Star covered this issue or not, but it's important stuff. And if legislators don't get calls from their constituents, the people they represent, then they'll just think, I guess nobody minded that I voted to do that, to give in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens.
Well, and I don't know about everybody else, but I'm pretty good at calling over here in Missouri my reps and senators and everybody, state and at the national. But what I have started noticing as well, it's almost like they're not listening to me anymore. I don't know if they're getting overwhelmed because I call. I mean, I'm polite and I'm nice and everything else, but I can see their votes and I see what's happening, and it's like I never even made the call, or I never emailed, or I never did anything.
Well, sometimes it may seem like that, but I tell you, if you make the call and 10 of your friends do too, as long as there's a little bit of a mass of voters who are on one side of an issue calling, then that'll make a legislator scared. Wow, there's a lot of people who are actually paying attention, and they're disproportionately on one side on this issue. I better sit up and take notice.
I hope so.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Kim, and I wish I could say Kansas doesn't discriminate against your fellow Missourians versus illegal aliens, but unfortunately the Board of Regents and the community college systems do, until we repeal the statute.
Yep, well, I hope it does.
All right, well, thanks, Kim. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right, well, can you talk to me at the set? Talking too fast here. We will continue talking about this after the break. 576-7710. Are you going to call your state legislator? I really hope you do. 576-7710 to reach the show. And do you think Kansas will finally, after 9 years, put an end to the madness and stop subsidizing the tuition of illegal aliens? We'll be back in a few minutes here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO Talk Radio, where Kansas City connects with the Dave Ramsey Show.
Don't wake up the day after Christmas with this horrible headache that feels like a financial hangover, where you go, what have I done? It'll be May before we pay off these presents. Make a list and check it twice, because you're not in Congress. You have to live on less than you make.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 through 11 a.m. on KCMO Talk Radio 710, now FM at 103.7.
Worried that your old roof may not make it through the next storm? Dave Ramsey here. Sounds like it's time to call my friends over at Lee's Summit Roofing. But what if you don't live in Lee's Summit? Then you should still call Lee's Summit Roofing. They're going to give you exceptional value at a fair price no matter where you live. From Lee's Summit to Overland Park and covering the entire metro. Call 816-554-8585. That's 554-8585 or online at leessummitroofing.com.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-2951. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-2951. 1-800-905-2951. That number again is 1-800-905-2951.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9926. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9926. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9926. 1-800-608-9926.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. Sweet, Sweet Jack, Sweet, Sweet Jack, Sweet, Sweet Jack.
Treasurer.
The KCMO Morning Show.
To do something that's against their belief system. What do you think?
Greg Knapp, mornings 5 to 9 on KCMO. Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where we're talking about in-state tuition rates for illegal aliens. Oh, get this. The Kansas law right now says if you're here legally, if you're here on a student visa, you have to pay out-of-state tuition. Only if you're breaking the law and you're not here on a student visa do we give you the benefit of in-state tuition in Kansas. It is a ridiculous statute. It's got to be repealed. The bill to repeal it is going to be discussed this week. It's really important. If you care about this, and I know a lot of people who listen to the Chris Kobach Show do care about this, call your legislator, 785-296-0111. If you live in Olathe, give Robert Montgomery a call. If you live in Topeka, give Shanti Gandhi a call. If you live in Lansing or Leavenworth, call Willie Dove, although I think Willie's already solid and ready to repeal in-state tuition. If Arlen Siegfried is your legislator, give him a ring in Olathe. If you live in Mission, you might be represented by Democrat Emily Perry. She's a freshman in the legislature. Probably going to vote the wrong way, but give her a call and tell her to vote against in-state tuition for illegal aliens. All right, let's go to the phones. Next up, Jeff and Belton. Hey, Jeff, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Well, I was going to ask, shouldn't the Attorney General of the United States be going after these states or allowing illegal aliens to get in-state tuition?
Yeah, he should be. He absolutely should be. Even if there's no penalty written into the the federal statute, a U.S. Attorney General could at least seek injunctive relief. But of course, this administration has no interest in doing that.
Yeah, and that's wrong. I guess, you know, it goes back to the whether it's right or wrong, the squeaky wheel always gets the oil or gets the grease.
Yeah, and in this case, the liberals, you know, and the illegal aliens that they bus in, they make all the noise, and then us citizens who are left paying the bill, you know, our interests are set aside.
And we have to bring that out, so we have to start being the squeaky wheel and make sure that we get the grease. So
exactly.
One other thing, Chris, is that, you know, common sense isn't applicable anymore. It's the common sense doesn't apply. It's the nonsense that's applicable, that it's used or used nowadays. It's all backwards.
So often legislatures, even in a conservative state like Kansas, you would think that the common sense would be a breeze, that getting the state to repeal this would just be effortless, but it's not. It takes effort by us, by we the people, constituents, to make things like this happen at the state level and at the federal level. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. We're out of time. Folks, we'll be back in a few minutes here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO, Kansas City. Talk Radio 710. And now, 103.7 FM. KCFX HD2 Harrisonville. A Cumulus station. Kansas City's talk station. And Fox News Radio.
Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. A storm that's already dumped up to 15 inches of snow on parts of Colorado and Kansas making its way east. Forecasters say it should reach Indiana by tonight.
Winter weather advisories for over a dozen states in the pink. Those are winter storm warnings, and they extend across the Ohio River Valley, even in towards Philadelphia, where we could get several inches of snow. A tricky forecast as we get into the overnight and into tomorrow.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The same system spawned tornadoes in central Florida. Hundreds of thousands lost power. The tiny island of Cyprus teetering on the brink of bankruptcy as talk between Cypriot officials and its European creditors stall over how to shrink its banking sector.
Cyprus is only the third smallest economy in the Eurozone, but if it has to devalue its currency, if it gets kicked out of the European Union, then do we have a domino fall? Do banks fall in other places, Spain, Italy, and then do we see the whole thing going over again with Greece and the rest? People flee basically to quality. So we'll see the dollar go up, we'll see treasuries being bought, and we'll see people getting out of risky things such as stocks.
Fox with Brenda Butner. The European Central Bank has threatened to stop providing emergency funding as of Tuesday if there's no agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry with a surprise trip to Iraq, meeting with leaders to discuss the Iranian use of Iraqi airspace to aid the Syrian government.
What has the United States so upset is the fact that the Iraqis are allowing these flights to go over their airspace. The fact that Secretary Kerry is now making this intelligence a public matter rather than privately talking to Iranians shows just how angry the U.S. is with the Iraqis that this has not been stopped.
Fox's Leland Vittard in the Mideast Bureau. This is the leader of Syria's opposition steps down. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
KCMO forecast from KCTV5.
Pockets of moderate to heavy snow with gusty winds from the north, upwards of 25 to 30 miles an hour with those gusts. And that heavy snowfall will slowly be moving off to the east as we work into the afternoon, leaving us with flurries of light snow later in the day. Travel is going to be very difficult with snow-covered roadways, a solid 6 to 8 inches of snow across most of the listening area, upwards of 9 to 10 inches areas to the southeast. I'm KCTV5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Duchamp.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Running
a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide. 1-800-914-6977. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line, and your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-914-6977. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. 1-800-914-6977.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. Sweet, Sweet Jack, Sweet, Sweet Jack.
KCMO Talk Radio. Hey, we know you're working hard. No time for lunch? No problem. Greg Knapp at Grandma's Office Catering will bring it to you and feed the whole office. Everyone loves free lunch. You're going to be a hero. Log on to KCMOTalkRadio.com and click on Grandma's Office Catering. Greg Knapp could be showing up at your place. Come on, when's the last time Grandma made you lunch? Get online and get free lunch at KCMOTalkRadio.com. KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM. When our values are under assault, when our sovereignty is invaded, when our Constitution is in tatters, when political correctness is on the march, it's time to mobilize. The war of ideas has begun. Welcome to the arsenal. Welcome to the Chris Kobach Show.
I can't believe
to the Chris Kobach Show. We begin hour two now with yet another big state law issue in the Kansas legislature. Turning the page now, you've heard me talk about House Bill 2199. It passed the Kansas House with over 90 votes out of 125. I think it was 94 votes, if I'm not mistaken, week before last. That's the bill. It's called the Second Amendment Protection Act, and that is the bill that would really take a really strong step and tell Washington to back off. It's the bill that would say, if a firearm is manufactured in the state of Kansas and never leaves the state of Kansas, then it has not traveled in interstate commerce and the feds can't touch it. You cannot regulate that firearm or an accessory that is manufactured in Kansas and never crosses the state line. And it's a powerful signal to the federal government. And the House passed it overwhelmingly. I helped draft it. John Rubin is the sponsor of the bill. And it's a great bill. It should be a slam dunk. Well, guess what's happening? This week, we're hearing rumors that the Senate President, Susan Weigel from Wichita, who was elected by conservative senators, she apparently now is having problems with the bill, so we're told. And may not want to see this thing go forward. Why? Oh, because there might be a lawsuit. Of course there's going to be a lawsuit. The feds would hate it if states did what Kansas is about to do. But it's a lawsuit. It's a fight worth having. And Kansas is on correct legal ground by saying, look, there's no interstate commerce here. If the firearm never leaves the state and it's manufactured in the state, feds have no basis to regulate. Did you know there's no authority anywhere for Congress to regulate firearms? There is the authority to regulate interstate commerce, and that is used as a pretext for the regulation of firearms. But if there's no interstate commerce in something, then the feds can't regulate it. So anyway, that's what Kansas does. Draws a line in the sand if this bill passes. It's House Bill 2199, passed with a huge majority in the House.
I mean, that means Democrats were voting for it. Lots of them, or a significant number. And yet here it comes to the Kansas Senate, and we thought we had a conservative president of the Kansas Senate, but now it looks like she may be putting the brakes on it. I hope not. I really hope not. But this would be another case where if you are concerned and you live on the Kansas side of the state line, if you're concerned about gun issues, this is the second call I want you to make. Just call the same switchboard number, 785-296-0111. This is that time of year when all of the bills kind of come to a deciding point, end of March and also in April. But things are really starting to move, and they're either going to sink or they're going to float. And this is really important. It's called the Second Amendment Protection Act. Call Susan Weigel. Ask for Senator Weigel and tell her to pass that bill. I mean, you know, as I was just mentioning, talking with the caller before the break, legislators will get away with anything if nobody calls in. If nobody calls and says, hey, this is important to us. And this is really important. This is Kansas taking a very firm stand and telling Washington, no, you do not have authority here. Oh, and by the way, did you hear this week that the, you know, the states of Colorado and New York and Maryland passing all of these very restrictive gun laws, restricting magazine capacity? You know, the liberal states are already moving ahead without Congress. And there are some longtime gun manufacturers like Beretta in Accokeek, Maryland, like Magpul Magazines in Boulder, Colorado. They're saying, look, we're leaving. Magpul has said we're leaving. The Outdoor Channel, the CEO of the Outdoor Channel, told Colorado, look, we're pulling our episodes and operations out of your state. This is the Outdoor Channel. You know, they film elk hunting and the great outdoors, saying, eh, Colorado, we're crossing that one off. Because of Colorado's outrageous legislative position on guns that appears to be about to become law. So Kansas has an opportunity now to say, look, we are strongly in favor of the right to keep and bear arms by passing the Second Amendment Protection Act. And I strongly encourage you, if you care about that issue, pick up, and you live on the Kansas side of the state line, pick up the phone. 785-296-0111. Call Senate President Weigel and tell her, please make sure the Second Amendment Protection Act passes. So amazing that these great ideas sometimes get foiled by one or two legislators. And she needs to hear from the people. Absolutely needs to hear from the people of Kansas. So I encourage you to call. And if you want to talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show, 576-7710. You know, sometimes I wonder if people just get, well, tired of the madness when politicians, when conservative politicians lose their backbone and liberal politicians go off the rails. You know, it takes citizens who are concerned to pick up the phone, to go to a rally, to go to a meeting, to help knock out a liberal legislator or a rhino Republican. Those are some of the worst because they wear Republican clothing, but they're Democrats at heart. You know, it takes effort to make this whole system of we the people work. And in almost every state, the legislators are to the left of their constituents. Even in Kansas, where we have a pretty conservative legislature, the people of Kansas are more conservative than the legislature. And liberal things will happen in Topeka unless we the people pick up the phone. So if you care about your Second Amendment rights and you live on the Kansas side, just pick up the phone, 296-0111, area code 785, and ask for President Susan Weigel, Senate President, and just say, hey, please pass the Second Amendment Protection Act. Don't mess around with it. Don't amend it. Just get it out. Get it done. These legislators, they think they're so much smarter than the people they represent. And they're not. But here we are. This should be easy. Should be easy. All right, let's go to the phones. First up, Charlotte O'Hara. Hey, Charlotte, how you doing?
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Oh, just great. And for those of you who don't know, Charlotte's a former state representative from the Johnson County area. So what do you think, Charlotte?
Well, I'm just absolutely astounded that Senate President Susan Wagle is standing in the way of this great legislation to protect our Second Amendment in
yeah.
the state of Kansas. And your comment that the state legislature is conservative, unfortunately, on the House side, it's not as conservative this session as it was.
That's right.
And so it's just doubly shocking to see the Senate standing in the way, because they appear, in most cases, to be more conservative than the House.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, Charlotte, I mean, you know the members of the state Senate as well as I do. I would argue that if this thing came to a floor vote, it would pass easily in the state Senate.
Yes.
But it just shows that when the head of a chamber, whether it be the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate, when the head of the chamber has reservations, he or she can kill a bill and or really make trouble for it. And unfortunately,
that is former Speaker Mike O'Neill, who is now the president of the Kansas, of the Chamber of Commerce. Did you say the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes. Mike O'Neill is president, or is a CEO or president. He's a bigwig with the Chamber of Commerce now.
But the Chamber's not taking a side on this.
They haven't taken a stand on this one, no.
Okay. All right. But it is amazing that the president of the Senate, Susan Wagle, would be standing in the way of this really strong legislation that will guard our Second Amendments in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, I think phone calls can persuade her, though, because there were all kinds of, you know, the Capitol was a buzz on, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when rumors started around that Wagle is doesn't want the bill passed as is. She wants to change it, or she wants to stop it. And I'm thinking, what?
Oh yes, if they got 50 phone calls, they would be for the hills.
Yeah, exactly.
And did you give her direct line to her office?
I didn't. I just gave the general number, which is 296-0111. Do you have the...
Yes, I have the direct.
What's the direct line?
785-296-2419.
Okay, there you go. 2419 to reach Susan Wagle's office directly. Tell her to pass the Second Amendment Protection Act.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your hard work, Chris.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte, and thanks for all that you continue to do. While I have you on the phone, Charlotte, we had a really disappointing vote this week in the House on the bill to take Kansas out of the Common Core curriculum, didn't we?
You know, I have been out of town. I was down in Wichita at a horse show, so I didn't hear the results of the vote.
Yeah, it didn't pass out of committee. This is a bill, for those of you who don't know, the Common Core is this effort to sort of dumb down and impose a nationalized curriculum on the states that want to become part of it. And this, Kansas has unfortunately taken steps to become part of it, and this bill would have pulled Kansas out of the Common Core.
It's unbelievable, because it is absolutely undermining parents' choice as far as having any voice in the curriculum at the local level. This is all going to be coming down from multi-state PAC and the federal government, because Kansas has been forced into this to get a waiver out of the No Child Left Behind.
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't familiar with what the waiver means, basically, you know, No Child Left Behind is being used as a tool of blackmail to get states to join the Common Core. Under No Child Left Behind, you don't get your federal funds if your state, in your state, if the school districts aren't passing the, you know, meeting the certain amount of percentage of students who have to be proficient. So if the student test scores aren't high enough, you lose your federal funds. But you can get a waiver if you'll just agree to have this nationalized curriculum.
And it's also about a lot of people making a lot of money. That's the other thing, is that the folks behind all of this, not only do they have the agenda, extreme liberal agenda, but they're making fistfuls of dollars on top of it.
Sure. Selling these textbooks that'll have the new Common Core standards in them.
Absolutely. And people need to call their representatives and say, what in the world is going on in Topeka? We thought that Kansas is a conservative state, and that local control was a very, very important element that people are willing to fight for. But I don't even think the parents know what's going on.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I think it's amazing how much can go on in Topeka or in Jeff City, and it just so little news gets to the people. And if people knew what their legislators were doing, including ostensibly conservative legislators sometimes.
Well, an example is the Community Defense Act, and Brett Hildebrand, who is a conservative, basically killed that in committee. Again, the House this year has just been stunningly, the lack of conservative principles has just
been stunning. Brett's been very strong on conservative. I don't know about the Community Defense Act, what happened on that one, so I can't speak to it, but I know he's been carrying, he, for example, is carrying the bill to stop in-state tuition for illegal aliens, so he's definitely carrying some conservative water. But I'm not sure about the bill you're talking about, but I don't want to bash Brett here, because he's done some really great work.
Isn't he also carrying a bill on a constitutional convention?
Yes, and and that is actually an excellent bill, which I helped helped write. The Constitutional Convention, we're getting all over the topic here. Constitutional conventions, I think it's sort of a bogeyman for people to think, oh, anything that calls for a constitutional convention is bad. No, actually, a constitutional convention for a conservative principle that is limited to the subject matter of that convention,
okay. Only
to that subject matter, is actually quite good, because it forces the convention to deal with that one issue. And people say, what about the runaway convention possibility? The original convention of 1787 went off topic, but nowadays you'd have to get 3/4 of the states to ratify it. So if a convention were called and it were they adopted some sort of communist constitution and got rid of the Second Amendment, well, you'd never have 3/4 of the states ratifying it. So it's in theory, something could happen, but it would never actually become law.
Well, I really appreciate that clarification, because the conservative grassroots have been going off the radar as far as calling out to all people to say, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. So I appreciate your clarification.
Yeah,
on that.
No, I think we have to be, as conservatives, we have to really, be very smart, have our ducks in a row, and use the most effective tools we have. But I'll probably do another show on that, because I think that resolution may get some legs later in the session. But thanks so much for the call, Charlotte. I really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. All right, we got to take a break, folks. When we come back, we'll continue talking about these issues, these very important conservative issues, which if we the people don't speak up, we're gonna end up losing the vote, or losing our way, so to speak, in the various legislatures. We'll be back in a few minutes. If you want to give us a call, 576-7710 is the number.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Sean Hannity.
Massively incompetent, but you see, on two separate huge issues here, we've got corrupt as well. We're at the most dangerous time in our political history in terms of the balance of power and the role the media plays and whether we maintain a free democracy or not.
Hannity, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. Uh-oh, Talk Radio 710 and now on FM at 103.7. Get connected to Kansas City's talk station, AM, FM, and online at KCMOTalkRadio.com.
As a consumer, I prefer to work with businesses that give me a good value for my money, be knowledgeable in their field, and give me all my options, and of course do it right the first time. Don't you? Dave here. If your roof has seen better days, and you're even thinking about getting it replaced, call my friends at Lee's Summit Roofing. Mitch and his crew are roofing experts and will take good care of you. From Lee's Summit to Leewood and the entire metro, 816-554-8585, or online at leessummitroofing.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything, because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. Sweet Jack, sweet Jack, sweet Jack.
joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now, introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-3542. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-3542. 1-800-451-3542.
I'm Bruce Brown, Certified Mortgage Planning Specialist with Prime Lending. Join me Sundays at noon for Dollars and Homes. Buying, selling, and financing real estate is serious business and requires professional advice. The Dollars and Homes show provides that advice as we tackle important issues that could save you thousands on your next real estate or mortgage transaction. Join me right here for Dollars and Homes. Sundays at noon, visit us on the web at dollarsandhomes.com or call me, Bruce Brown, 816-286-HOME. That's 816-286-HOME.
Enjoy a gourmet inclusive vacation at El Dorado Spa Resorts and Hotels and Azul Hotels by Charisma when you book through Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. These luxurious properties are all located in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and feature a la carte themed dining. No reservations required, unlimited premium beverages, beach and pool butlers, freshly grown produce, an on-site greenhouse, amazing spa facilities, spacious suites, including guaranteed connecting suites to accommodate family and group stays, amazing destination wedding locations, including chapels, sky weddings, beachfront gazebos, and more. Azul Hotels by Charisma are family-friendly properties equipped with Fisher-Price co-branded family facilities and teen club. Our pack-and-play program features strollers, cribs, playpens, changing table, baby bottles, sterilizers, and Gerber gourmet food. Receive great benefits if you book today. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive getaway and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 or online at cruiseholidayskc.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-940-4409. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-940-4409. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-940-4409. That's 1-800-940-4409. 1-800-940-4409.
KCMO Talk Radio is Michael Savage.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Weekdays 8 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
The Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710 with the numbers 576-7710. 576-7710. You can dial at 913 or 816. Okay, so on the subject of guns and legislation concerning guns, so you have Kansas hopefully moving in the right direction if we can get HB 2199, the Second Amendment Protection Act, through the Senate. And remember, if you live on the Kansas side of the state line and you care about that bill, you might call President Susan Weigel, President of the Senate. She's a senator from Wichita. 75-296-2419. You know, if we the people don't speak, if we don't speak up and we just let the legislators who say they're conservative just get away with doing liberal things, then I guess we deserve what we have coming to us. But on the subject of guns, and now I want to turn the page and just got to share this little story with you. It really chafes me when Hollywood people speak their mind, especially when they know so little. Jim Carrey, you know, funny actor. He's got his little shtick of, you know, big facial gestures, and you know, he's done some good movies. I wouldn't call him, you know, top shelf talent, but anyway, Jim Carrey decided you need to hear what he thinks about assault rifles. He said this. He tweeted this on Saturday. He said, "Anyone who would run out to buy an assault rifle after the Newtown massacre has very little left in their body or soul worth protecting." End quote.
Anyone, quote, who would run out to buy an assault rifle after the Newtown Massacre has very little left in their body or soul worth protecting, end quote. Huh. It's amazing how the Hollywood culture, and people who live in the bluest of blue states, and I've lived there. I mean, I went to college in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and law school in New Haven, Connecticut, and I've lived in that culture where they just don't understand owning a gun. They don't understand why anybody would want to. They've never touched a gun themselves. They never fired a gun. They don't know what guns do. They don't know how guns work. And they make these ridiculous statements. Well, how about this, Mr. Carey? Someone might want to buy an assault rifle because they have a family they love that is worth protecting. And they recognize that that is one of the best home defense firearms you can use. The shorter barrel allows you to use it much more easily in defending the home. The magazine capacity can come in real handy because usually people miss when they're in a high-stress situation or in the dark and they're trying to defend themselves and their children. Or if there's multiple attackers, it's probably a good idea to have some extra rounds in the rifle. But, you know, nothing worth protecting if you want to buy an assault rifle. It just makes me so annoyed when liberal Hollywood stars give us their opinion. It's just, I just don't care. And why don't you just stick to your making movies, or musicians, stick to your making songs, rather than telling us what you think, unless you really know something about it, which of course Mr. Carey doesn't. I mean, the one big exception to this is Ted Nugent, who actually knows a lot about firearms and hunts more or less for a living, has an outdoor channel show, and, you know, actually owns and operates and uses and work and is a member of the NRA board. You know, someone like that, I want to hear their opinion. But Jim Carrey? No, I don't. I don't want to hear his opinion. And he was in the aptly named Dumb and Dumber movie. I guess that says it all right there. Well, we know what he thinks. What do you think when stars like this tell us what the right position is on assault rifles and firearms?
Buy a shotgun.
There you go. Yeah, that was Vice President Biden. He says you don't need an assault rifle. He says buy a shotgun. He says go buy a double barrel shotgun. And if you were listening to the show last week, he said his advice to his wife is go out on the deck and shoot it twice into the air. Well, that's good. Now she's got a club in her hand. There's no more ammo left. All right, we'll talk about this. We'll take your calls, 576-7710, when we return in a few minutes. You are listening to the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp.
Well, John Law Jr. here. You met President Obama when you guys were both teaching at the same college, and he said something to you about guns.
Yeah, we both taught at the University of Chicago Law School for 4 years. The first time I went up, I introduced myself, and he said, oh, you're the gun guy. And he said, I don't believe people should be able to own guns.
What? Don't miss out. Listen to the KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp. Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. A glimmer of hope for Cyprus banks. The Speaker of the Cypriot Parliament says a bailout agreement is taking shape, but
if it has to devalue its currency, if it gets kicked out of the European Union, then do we have a domino fall? Do banks fall in other places? And then do we see the whole thing going over again with Greece and the rest?
Fox Business Network's Brenda Butner. This week, the Supreme Court takes up two same-sex marriage cases.
Supporters of traditional marriage are already warning about cultural changes that could accompany laws that permit same-sex marriage. The latest Fox News poll shows less than half, 49% of registered voters now favor it.
Fox's Peter Ducey. New Jersey lottery officials say they'll hold a news conference tomorrow to discuss the winning Powerball ticket. It was purchased in Jersey. The jackpot is valued at more than $338 million. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
We still got snow across the area on your Sunday as the winter storm is hitting the area with gusty winds. A significant snow across the area with difficult travel on our roadways. The heaviest of the snow will move east, leaving us flurries or pockets of light snow, high of only 31 with windy conditions. And then on Monday, we're left with flurries or little light snow, mostly cloudy conditions, but a high of only 32. I'm KCB5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Uchan.
Your KCMO forecast from KCTV5.
We still got snow across the area on your Sunday as the winter storm is hitting the area with gusty winds. A significant snow across the area with difficult travel on our roadways. The heaviest of the snow will move east, leaving us flurries or pockets of light snow, high of only 31 with windy conditions. And then on Monday, we're left with flurries or little light snow, mostly cloudy conditions, but a high of only 32. I'm KCB5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Uchan.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp for the KC Water Filter Store. Now, if your hair and skin are dry, maybe you've noticed that your clothes are dull and dingy, maybe even that your water-using appliances just aren't working that great. It's probably the hard water. See, the KC Water Filter Store offers you a solution, a Kinetico water softener system. It's an incredible system that can provide soft water to help your appliances last longer and work better. Now, I've been using this, and I love it. You're going to save money on monthly energy costs and the damage to the appliances. You're going to look and feel better thanks to the Kinetico water softener system from KC Water Filter Store. Your hair and skin are going to feel softer and smoother. Clothes are going to last longer, stay soft and clean. Now, even your glassware is going to look better when you pull it out of the dishwasher. Get rid of those pesky spots. The health and quality of life benefits you'll get from your water softener are priceless. All it takes is one call, and the Kinetico KC Water Filter Professional will arrange a free in-home water analysis. KC Water Filter Store, Trailwind Shopping Center on 151st Street in Overland Park. KCKinetico.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet, no matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. Sweet, Sweet Jack, Sweet, Sweet Jack.
Corey Mencken with the ASPCA asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach. And this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We're talking about gun issues now, and we have the Kansas legislature poised to pass House Bill 2199, the Second Amendment Protection Act, which says if you assemble the firearm in the state of Kansas and it never leaves the state, then it has never traveled in interstate commerce, and therefore Congress has no basis to regulate it. Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein cannot touch it if it doesn't travel in interstate commerce. And yes, I know the feds would sue, and yes, they would try various theories to claim that it still is somehow affecting interstate commerce, but that is a fight worth having, and it is one that the state of Kansas can win. I say that as someone who has studied and taught the Commerce Clause and the Commerce Power for much of my career.
That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
Well, the president wouldn't like it, that's for sure. So what do you think? And what do you think about Jim Carrey?
saying there's nothing in your body or soul worth protecting if you went out and tried to buy an AR after the recent spate of shootings. Did it ever occur to him that maybe what's causing people to go out and buy them is they're afraid this administration will do what it says it's going to do and try to prevent people from owning these weapons? That's what a committee in the Senate just passed. Americans saying, no, this is a very useful tool for protecting my family. I would like to have one before Congress makes them illegal. But I guess rational thought is too much to ask for Mr. Kerry. All right, what do you think? 576-7710, if you want to get one remaining line open. Let's go to the calls now. Oh, we got a full switchboard. All right, so if you get a busy signal, just hold on or try calling back a little later. 576-7710. All right, let's go to Billy first from North Kansas City. Hey, Billy, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hey, Mr. Kobach. Just started listening to your show on my way through to work, and I agree with a lot of what you say. It's a good show.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for being on the air.
Hey, my pleasure.
Hey, I would say Jim Carrey's a tool, but that means he'd be have a use and have a purpose in life.
Very well put.
The guy's an idiot. That's just all there is to it. Like you said, Dumb and Dumber, perfect movie for that guy.
Yeah, and he was born in Canada, too, so that explains part of it. But, you know, yeah.
I hope Senator Longbine, he's the one that does my area.
Oh, really?
Where I live in Kansas. I hope he gets on this president's case and says, hey, we need to get this done.
Hey, I tell you what, Longbine is on the committee that's going to hear that. If you're in his district, give him a call. Call 785-296-0111 and ask to talk to your Senator Longbine, because he could be a swing vote on it.
Well, I hope he does, or he won't get voted in next go-around, I wouldn't imagine. But, I'll be calling him Monday.
Good.
Also, have you heard of the HJR, I think it's 3 out of North Dakota? It's called the National Debt Amendment.
I don't think so. What does that one do?
Well, that one was something that the House in North Dakota had drawn up, saying that the government had to have a two-thirds majority of all the states' approval to raise the deficit or raise the borrowing power of the United States government.
Oh, okay, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Right, and I didn't know if you'd... Well, they were one of the states to pass it and say, hey, you can't raise your budget unless you have our approval.
Oh, I see. So basically a state-level sort of a supermajority requirement for...
Right. Yeah. I didn't know if you'd ever heard of that, how far it ever got anywhere.
I hadn't heard how they're... I did not realize that they were moving legislation like that in South Dakota. I mean, I wish we would have legislation like that in all the states, where you have to have a supermajority to raise taxes, for at least.
No, I agree. Has anything like this gun bill being passed in Kansas? Has it been tried anywhere before, to your knowledge?
Yes, Montana has done something that is similar, and they already passed theirs a year or two ago, but theirs isn't drafted as carefully, in my opinion. They are being sued, and they're in the Ninth Circuit, which, of course, is the worst place in the world to be, so they
would
probably lose in the Ninth Circuit, but Kansas, I would wager, should win in the Tenth Circuit with Kansas's law. So, yeah, there is one other state that's gone down the path with a similar, not identical, but a similar bill saying to the feds, look, you can't touch these guns. But, you know, this thing needs to be fought out in court, and it needs to be fought out on better territory than the Ninth Circuit.
Hey, I couldn't agree more. I'll get your other calls. You have a great show, and again, thanks for taking my call, sir.
All right, thank you, Billy. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go next to Richard in Olathe. Hey, Richard, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hey, what's going on? I'm confused as to what your position is on gun control. I don't think the feds have any authority to regulate firearms at all. In fact, they didn't regulate firearms until 1927. Do you think that they have authority under the Constitution, under the Commerce or the Revenue Clause to regulate firearms?
I don't know if you came in a little bit late, Richard, but yeah, I went on and on about that a little while ago. You know, they vastly exceeded their authority. There's nothing in the Constitution that mentions a congressional power to regulate firearms at all, and the Congress has abused the interstate commerce power since the 20s to regulate firearms on the premise that they're just regulating interstate commerce. And that's why I helped draft this Kansas bill that says, okay, look, we'll take you at your word, federal government, and I think there is a very good argument, I'm not sure if this is what you're getting at, Richard, there's a very good argument that the commerce power doesn't even allow the feds to regulate the firearms, even if they do cross the state line, but that case law has been It would be too tall an order to try to get the Supreme Court to reverse that case law. So what this Kansas bill does is it says, all right, fine. If it crosses a state line, we'll accept for now the argument that, you know, we realize we aren't going to win in court trying to say you can't regulate that federal government. But we will win in court saying if it doesn't cross a state line, there's no way you can regulate it. Because right now Congress is trying to regulate guns that don't cross a state line, too.
Well, it seems dangerous to me, though, to concede the point that they can regulate guns, even if they are in interstate commerce.
Well, I see what you're saying, and I don't concede the point. I'm just saying we have to be smart about this, and we have to win, you know, one step at a time. And then, and the one step we can win is if it doesn't cross the state line. Then once Kansas passes that law and other states follow us, then pretty soon you'll have a bunch of states saying, look, just keep this firearm in our state. Feds can't touch it. And then all of a sudden you change the game completely, and we can start, you know, rolling back this incursion of congressional power. So that's, you know, that's the thinking. Let's take a small step, but it's a step that unfortunately some conservatives get weak in the knees about. And that's just, I can't believe it. You know, I mean, you make a great point. There's a very good argument that Congress doesn't even have half of the authority they're claiming when it regulates firearms. But let's at least, you know, let's win this one. And frankly, I'm amazed that, you know, we've got some state legislators who are a little bit, you know, weak in the knees to even take this step.
You know, another issue on this CONCON, I don't understand why you think that can be limited to a simple or to a single issue. Article 5 doesn't say that. We know that Chief Justice Berger said that could not happen. Phyllis Schlafly says it can happen.
Really? And I agree with Phyllis Schlafly, and I are close friends and online with all this. I agree that you couldn't externally limit. You know, once the Constitutional Convention started, You couldn't, you know, somehow from outside compel them to stay within the topic. But the deal is this. If states are calling the Constitutional Convention on a specific issue, in this case on a specific issue of rolling back federal power, and then they veer off topic, the big difference between now and 1787 is, and many people don't know this, in 1787 they actually closed the windows and doors of the Philadelphia State House, and it was done in secret. There is no way you can, and that, so they were allowed to, you know, they veered off.
And, well, but that was a decision. That was a decision made by the delegates, and as you said, once it starts, the delegates are in control. It's really a separate legislative body at that point,
right?
So
but
could do it all in secret again.
But stop right there. That's where we're off into fantasy land. In today's day of tweeting and Twitter and filming things and putting it up on YouTube, there is no way in heck that they would, that any delegate would succeed in keeping, you know, keeping it under wraps for several months so that nobody knew what they were doing. I mean, there would be demands from the public. Oh, we've got to see what you're doing. You can't have this done in secrecy. It would be virtually impossible to keep it secret. But the most important argument why I think the fears of a constitutional convention are overblown, it takes 3/4 of the states to ratify. So even if they did do something crazy in a constitutional convention, you're never going to get 3/4 of the states to ratify.
But that can either be by a convention in the states, or it can be by the state legislators, and the Congress gets to decide. So what if they have a convention in the states? And there's nothing that says that the delegates have to come from those states.
Oh, but now we're getting way into the science fiction. That you would somehow have delegates from New York.
We are getting to science fiction.
How would that work, Richard? Delegates from New York would vote for Kansas? How would that work?
In the first one, the only reason that the states even chose the delegates is because Congress authorized the states to vote for delegates.
How would delegates from outside of Kansas represent Kansas in a state ratifying convention? How would that happen? Explain to me how that would happen.
That would have to be by the rules of the convention, and who adopts the rules of the convention?
So you're saying that the drafting convention would say, okay, and now this is going to be ratified by the various states, and we're going to have delegates from New York represent all 50 states.
Well, Congress is the one that gets to make the decision as to whether or not it goes to a legislature, or whether legislatures, or whether it goes to.
Okay, so you're saying Congress would tell the states that, oh yeah, Kansas, you're not going to be represented by delegates to your ratifying convention from Kansas. You'll be represented by New Yorkers and Californians. You'd say Congress would do that?
The Constitution doesn't give the states authority over that.
Right, but there are some things that are so impractical as to defy. How would that happen? There was no way that could happen.
Have you ever heard of federal gun control or Obamacare?
Yeah, I've heard of those.
There's no way those things could happen.
No, these things, there's every way. Because the way our public... Obamacare, are you kidding? I mean, we've been marching toward a welfare state since 1937. There are lots of reasons why it could happen. It did happen. But when people have this boogeyman about a constitutional convention, they say, oh, it'll ruin our constitution, and then they'll foist upon us. No, it takes three quarters of the states to ratify. There's no way you'll get even half the states to ratify something radical. And the whole point of this convention call is to send a shot across the bow of Congress and say, look, we are going to extreme measures because we believe in states' rights and something has to be done. I mean, you know, we can sit here and have our abstract debates, Richard, about...
But this isn't abstract. The Philadelphia Convention, under the Articles of Confederation, it took 100% of the states to ratify any changes.
And how long had the Articles of Convention been ratified?
9 out of 13.
Correct. And how many years had the Articles of Convention been in place in 1787? How many years?
I don't know the
six. It had been in place six years.
Not provision that gives them more power the longer they're in place.
It had been in place six years, and nobody cared about the Articles of Confederation. It had no institutional basis like our U.S. Constitution does today. If people tried to run roughshod over the Constitution's three-quarters ratifying requirement, it would not fly. There was absolutely...
Well, they're running roughshod over the Constitution now. That's why people say we need a convention.
Right, but no one would buy it. Look, Richard, what you're saying is this. Let's say you and I got together tonight and we wrote a whole new constitution, and then we announced tomorrow in a national press release, Richard and Chris's constitution. Here it is. It is now the Constitution of the United States. Well, no one would pay us any respect because that they would say, no, we don't recognize that as being ratified. You two guys say it's the new constitution. Well, that's the whole point. Article 5 says what we recognize as a ratification of change, and that is three-quarters of the states. And that's the safety
law. It doesn't necessarily say the states. It says in the states.
State legislatures are taking this. We'll have to do a whole show on constitutional conventions sometime. But I appreciate the call, Rich. I got a lot of other calls.
Of course.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go next to... I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back. I want to get back on the subject of gun control and Jim Carrey. And are we going to take some strong steps in the states to say, no, the right to keep and bear arms is fundamental. It is so constitutionally important that we are willing to take steps in the state legislatures to protect and reinforce our Second Amendment rights. 576-7710 is the number. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations.
And that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them to do whatever they want and let them think they're free and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation, weekdays 8 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-2951. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-2951. 1-800-905-2951. That number again is 1-800-905-2951.
Hi, David at Sunshine Home Improvement. Your number one loss of energy is through your drafty windows. We install a premium vinyl window for $169. Your number two loss is your attic. Get this, we blow in over 12 inches of R30 attic insulation for just 99 cents a square foot. 99 cents a square foot, premium windows for $169, R30 attic insulation for 99 cents a square foot. Great deals from Sunshine. Missouri, call 619-HOME, Kansas 599-HOME. Quality products at a low price. Now that's
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9926. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9926. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9926. 1-800-608-9926.
Bright IBN.
If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-723-7939. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939.
It started with helping folks out with transportation around the holidays with Cars for Christmas. It's expanded to all year round with Cars for Heroes, honoring our men and women who've served in the military. If you have a car to donate or know of a vet in need of reliable transportation, go to cars4heroes.org and click on the Kansas City button. Let's help those who have given so much. cars4heroes.org and click on the Kansas City button. It's...
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Cars for Treasurer.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Greg Knapp. Coming up Monday on the show, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says we have to cut the food stamp program in order to save it. And why does the prosecutor want to kill Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, on the KCMO Morning Show?
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We're talking about firearms, talking about Jim Carrey thinking if you want to buy an AR, you've got nothing in your soul worth protecting.
Bizarre.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Next up, John and Carney. Hey, John, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hey, Chris. Oh, I think Kerry got carried away.
Yeah.
Well, what's really interesting to me is which is worse, 26 people being killed one or two at a time hither and thither, or 26 people being killed all at once? point is, they make the mass killings are much to do about nothing. I don't mean that the killing's trivial, but it's no worse than the 26 people being killed one at a time here and there, and they don't, you hear about it, kind of. Okay. The other point is that the gun owners, pro-gun people need to make constantly, the murder rate in this country is back to where it was in the mid-60s to early 60s, with 4.7 per 100,000 annually in 2011. You have to go back into the 60s to get that low. It peaked in 1980, lowered a little bit during the Reagan administration, came almost back to the peak under Clinton, and ever since then, it's been dropping.
Yeah, and it's been dropping in large part due to concealed carry proliferating everywhere. It's a lot more dangerous if you're a criminal intent on homicide these days.
Bingo. In 1987, Florida was, I wasn't the first, I don't think, to have the shell issue, but it was a big state and got a lot of press.
Yeah. Well, the facts just do not support the gun control movement at all. And that's why, you know, you believe and I believe that our Second Amendment rights are essential to the security of this country and to the security of the other rights in the Constitution.
They are. They're more important than free speech.
Well, that's an interesting debate. I don't know.
If I have a gun, who's going to shut me up?
Well, that's one way to put it. But you know, you could also argue that the Second Amendment is the foundational right. If the Second Amendment ensures that the government doesn't repress the people, and it ensures that the other rights are able to be preserved. Well, hey, John, I appreciate the call. I want to get one more call in before the break. Thanks for calling in. Last up, Kathy in Independence. Hey, Kathy, you're back. What's up?
Yes, thank you for these topics, Chris. I love what the caller before this gentleman said when he was saying, you know, let's not forget that when we are stuck with the federal government not being able to control us because we're manufacturing guns only within a state, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that that's part of the left's attack on the Second Amendment, because they want to make it less profitable. Obviously, when you can sell your arms in a national market, you're going to make more money than if you're just in a state.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, they're very smart. They're not just trying to make us sound like a bunch of crazies who want to kill people, but they're also keeping in mind, you know what? When people start only making them within the state, you're going to get less money. You're going to become less powerful.
Yeah, and we have to start pushing back somewhere, and that's why I think, you know, the Second Amendment Protection Act is a reasonable step, drawing a line in the sand, saying no, we know the federal government has absolutely no authority here. We're gonna take a stand here, and I think things like a convention call, a shot across the bow to Congress. Hey, look, you have gone too far. The power of the founding fathers saw should reside in the states, not in the Congress. And you know, it seems to me these are times when we have to take a stand.
We have to start with that. And I want to thank you for being that really great title, which is a really wonderful public servant.
Well, hey, I appreciate the kind words, Kathy, and I appreciate the call. Really do. All right, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks. Well, that wraps up our show for this evening. Stay tuned. Every Sunday night from 6 to 8, we'll keep you posted on the news that you might not read about in the Red Star, the news that you need to know where your liberties are. And don't forget, if you live on the Kansas side of the state line, call the switchboard, 785-296-0111. Call your state rep and say, hey, stop the in-state tuition for illegal aliens. Call your state senator and say, hey, pass the Second Amendment Protection Act. We can't expect the legislature to do the right thing unless they hear from us. All right. Talk to you next week on the Chris Kobach Show.
KCMO, Kansas City. Talk Radio 710. And now at 103.7 FM. KCFX HD2 Harrisonville. A Cumulus station. The talk of Kansas City and Fox News around the world.
Radio. I'm Lisa Lissieri. It's officially spring, but there's snow falling and lots of it in the Midwest, as much as 15 inches in parts of Colorado and Kansas, and that storm is on the move.
Winter weather advisories posted for over a dozen states, and look, we have winter weather advisories just posted for Philadelphia up towards New York City. So, St. Louis still under a winter weather warning where we could see easily 5 to 8 inches. Same for you, Cincinnati. Towards Pittsburgh, again, 5 to 8 inches for you. Philadelphia Philadelphia, as well as central and southern New Jersey. Look out, because we could see some good snow totals as well.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, a European Union diplomat telling the Associated Press, Cyprus and its international creditors have agreed on the key elements of a plan that paves the way for the nation to receive a 10 billion euro bailout. The diplomat saying Cyprus's second largest bank will be restructured, and holders of bank deposits of more than 100,000 euros will have to take losses. The agreement still needs approval by the Eurozone's finance ministers. Some good news on gas prices.
Gasoline prices are still slipping. The average is now 3.71, and it's down 3 cents over 2 weeks.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, some of the reasons?
European light-grade crude oil declined significantly in this period. Also, some refinery projects gearing up for our spring and summer demand have been completed, so this is favorable for supply.
The highest price in Chicago at 4.10, the lowest Billings, Montana at 3.33. For Catholics, today marks the start of Holy Week, and a new Fox News poll finding many are happy with the new pontiff.
What we find is nationally, most Catholics say the election of Pope Francis makes them more optimistic about their church. 76% say Pope Francis makes them feel better about the future of the Catholic Church.
Poll director Dana Blanton, you're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Your KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Pockets of moderate to heavy snow with gusty winds from the north, upwards of 25 to 30 miles an hour with those gusts. And that heavy snowfall will slowly be moving off to the east as we work into the afternoon, leaving us with flurries of light snow later in the day. Travel is going to be very difficult with snow-covered roadways, a solid 6 to 8 inches of snow across most of the listening area, upwards of 9 to 10 inches areas to the southeast. I'm KCTV 5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Suchan.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp, and if you need a new suit, you need to see my guy, Dan the Tailor Man. 25 years in Kansas City, and he's got the top-end suits anywhere for a third of the price you will find anywhere. And it comes with a free tie and free alterations for the life of the suit. Dan the Tailor Man will even come to your home or office if you can't make it and see him. The store is at 97th and Quivira, right across from the Oak Park Mall, 913-541-1192. Go see Dan the Tailor Man at 97th and Quivira, right across from the Oak Park Mall.
It's time to get smart about video surveillance. VIAS, or Video Intelligence as a Service, is a cloud-based solution that allows anytime, anywhere access to video monitoring data from any web browser. Plug a VIAS camera in and it automatically connects to the service and starts working without network or camera configuration. VIAS cameras capture video only when something happens, saving you the time and expense of reviewing and storing hours of needless video footage. Now that's smart. Visit VIAS.com for your no-risk trial. That's V-I-A-A-S.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide. 1-800-914-6977. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-914-6977. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. 1-800-914-6977.
Trick. The Pro Painters, I've been telling you about the great experience I've had with them painting in my house. And you can do the same thing. Here's what I love. The customer consideration from CertaPro. They will move the furniture. When they finish painting, they move it back. When they paint the exterior of your home, they'll cover your plants and your shrubs. You have pets, they'll make sure they don't run out while they're working. If the baby's sleeping, they'll make sure that they work quietly. Hey, they worked around my naps. I know they can work around your house. Now, you're going to get some professional paint done at a great price. These CertaPro painters are all local painters. They know the community, even though it's the biggest painting company in America. All the painters are local. They even have flexible payment options. Now, here's how you get them to your house. 1-800-GO-CERTA. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Or you can go to CertaPro.com. CertaPro.com or 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
KCMO, the biggest names in talk radio, talking about the biggest stories. Sean Hannity and Mark Levin on your ride home.
Obama is the father of sequester. And every time Obama condemns sequestration, he's condemning himself.
Our country really is facing problems, and Obama has really launched heat-seeking political missiles into the soft belly of the nation.
And the Savage Nation, weeknights at 8.
What he's saying is unless you can tax people again, the world will collapse.
KCMO is
the Republicans to take a walk.
Talk radio 710, now on FM at 103.5. Sean Hannity on KCMO, Talk Radio 710, and now 103.7 FM.
The GOP of old has grown stale and moss-covered.
More background checks? The dandy idea, Mr. President, should have started with yours.
Even CPAC had to cut back on its speakers this year by about 300 pounds.
The Senate, they call their budget a foundation for growth. But when you read it, you find that the Vatican's not the only place blowing smoke this week.
That, my dear friends, is change we can believe in.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
The GOP of old has grown stale and moss-covered. I don't think we need to name any names, do we? Our party is encumbered by an inconsistent approach to freedom. The new GOP will need to embrace liberty in both the economic and the personal sphere. If we're going to have a Republican Party that can win, liberty needs to be the backbone of the GOP. We must have a message that is broad. Our vision must be broad, and that vision must be based on freedom. There are millions of Americans, young and old, native and immigrant, black, white, and brown, who simply seek to live free, to practice their religion, free to choose where their kids go to school, free to choose their own health care, free to keep the fruits of their labor, free to live without government constantly being on their back. I will stand for them. I will stand for you. I will stand for our prosperity and our freedom. And I ask everyone who values liberty to stand with me.
All right, there was Rand Paul at CPAC this weekend, and Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky joins us right here. I got to tell you something, Senator. That is extraordinarily refreshing to me, because that's everything I believe summed up extraordinarily well, starting with stale, moss-covered GOP that has kind of lost its way far too often for my liking.
Well, you know, in this age of Facebook and social media, you need excitement among the youth. You need that excitement to be multiplied on the internet, and that's what President Obama had, and we sort of have not been able to capture. And so really, that's what the new Republican Party needs to be. It needs to capture excitement and the grand vision for kids.
Now, I don't know where, maybe I asked you last night how you describe yourself. Are you a libertarian conservative? And you said, no, I'm a constitutional conservative, which I'm fine with. I view myself as one. I just want to, for example, sort out. We have a claim of chemical weapons flying in Syria. And a lot of this has to do with foreign policy, America's involvement abroad, etc. You and I agree the Muslim Brotherhood should be defunded. I was very happy with your efforts to do so. I'm really mad that fellow senators, Republican senators, didn't go along.